surrender before you do any harm.
I will not. Who are you?
Never mind.
What's your name?
Walker.
Are you a trooper?
I am.
Are you married?
Yes.
Walker, keep back. You're a married man.
Will you surrender?
No. I'll die first.
All right, you and I for it.
Thus ended the life of Frederick Ward, alias Captain Thunderbolt. It happened on the 25th of May, 1870, at Kentucky Creek, just a few kilometers from where you now stand. The man who shot him was Constable Alexander Binning Walker. A plaque and granite monument to Constable Walker stands in the park at the rear of Thunderbolt's statue in Salisbury Street. Captain Thunderbolt was 36 years of age when he met his death. Constable Walker was not quite 23.
Frederick Ward was born at Windsor, New South Wales, in 1835. Unable to read or write, he worked as a horsebreaker and a groom. When he was 21 years old, he was convicted and sentenced to 10 years hard labour for horse stealing. Part of this sentence was served on notorious Cockatoo Island. In 1863, Ward escaped from Cockatoo Island along with another prisoner, Frederick Britton. Frederick Britton made his way to Victoria, but Frederick Ward remained in New South Wales to pursue a life of crime for the next 6.5 years as the infamous Captain Thunderbolt. Captain Thunderbolt's criminal career can be divided into 6 main periods. At first, he operated in the Bourke area as part of a gang of 4. From 1865 to 1866, he began bushranging in the Liverpool Plains district, where he often robbed hotels or inns in the company of 2 others. In 1866, he became a solitary highwayman, frequently bailing up mailmen. After a narrow escape at Manila, he acquired a young apprentice called Thomas Mason. Thomas was only 16 years old and was an orphan. He was arrested in the Bora Ranges and was convicted of highway robbery. In need of another assistant, Fred Ward soon found one in William Monkton, a lad of 13 years who had run away from home. This was in 1867, but in 1868, Monkton abandoned his master and Fred worked more or less alone from then on. The song you hear in the background, sung by the famous Yarralla Orphans and Urchins Choir, is purported to have been a favourite of Captain Thunderbolt's. Legend has it that he often sang it to Mary Ann, his Aboriginal girlfriend.
It is fitting that you see Captain Thunderbolt depicted astride a horse. He was a brilliant horseman, and it was said that he only stole the best. There are so many local legends associated with the captain, it's often difficult to separate fact from fiction. As you face Thunderbolt, you'll see the Tourist Information Centre on your right. This is an excellent source of information about Captain Thunderbolt and Yarralla and district in general. The tourist officer will be only too happy to direct you to the many places of historical and natural interest. You may wish to pan for gold, get more information on Captain Thunderbolt, visit his grave, inspect the exciting displays at McCrossan's Mill, visit Young's old Phoenix Foundry and Blacksmith Shop, experience the many antique and special interest stores for which Yarralla is renowned, or even climb Thunderbolt's Rock. Whatever your interest, you can be sure of a warm welcome in Yarralla. This is a friendly town, proud of its heritage and eager to make new friends. Welcome and enjoy your stay. And when you leave us, have a safe journey. We'd like to see you back here again.
This machine and recording is supplied by the Rotary Club of Yarralla and was recorded in the studios of New England's 2AD and the Media Resources Unit of the University of New England. All proceeds go to Yarralla local charities. Thank you for your contribution.